It is a time of chaos. Without a ruler, the galaxy is paralyzed by lawlessness, unrest, and of course, the colossal All Wheat, which looks like if the sun hated you. Now, Captain Dar and their intrepid crew must survive the looming threats, reunite a fractured galaxy, and meet weird bug creatures and stuff. This is Mission to Zix.
C-53.
Yes.
How are you liking the new loader frame?
Well,
it's intimidating.
It's a little unwieldy compared to most C-series frames.
It's unwieldy until you need to lift something.
I will say, lifting stuff has been much easier. These arms are just...
Whoa. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm worried that if we encounter any species that rely on, you know, a sign language-based communication form, I might be at a disadvantage.
They're not the most dexterous. Those are basically forklift arms.
Yeah, they're not great for that purpose.
But what if we go to a high-gravity planet where people can't lift stuff?
If we go to a lift-based culture, I'm in good
shape. Now, we're talking.
Yeah. Let's watch this.
Oh, wow.
Hey, we've been doing this all day.
That's nice. By the way, C-53, what did you end up doing with the Midnight Shadow Frame?
Well, most of it was totaled beyond recognition, but there were some usable components left over, so I actually, separated the still-functioning pieces and a little bit of an array of spare parts, which would be nice if we run into any trouble.
Any chance there's a functioning ocular sensor in the pile?
You know, if memory serves, I think there actually... Yes?
Listen, do you have that pile of trash that you brought back on board?
You're talking about the parts of the Midnight Shadow.
Oh, it just looked like trash to me. And, well, I couldn't sleep because, you know, I was just up all night thinking. And, you know, I got into a real crafting mood. And I made Baby Ho-Ha a little mobile out of all your trash.
No, that's actually fine.
Great.
You could just stay there until they get bored of the mobile.
Oh, Ho-Ha will get bored of the mobile?
Well, sure, all children eventually lose interest in certain toys.
Okay, maybe when I'm up all night looking at blogs about how to be a better captain, I should be looking at blogs about how to be a better parent.
I don't know if you want to go into that world.
Wait, Captain Dar, I know that you're balancing everything and trying to have it all, but I just had a quick question. Why haven't we heard Bargy? It's been like days.
It has been an unusual length of time for Bargy to be silent.
Yeah, usually Bargy's all like... Hey, what are you doing? Why are you peeing on that? And I'm like...
That's not a great Bargy, AJ. Bargy's more like this. I'm asleep. Like that. Yeah, like a shut up plaque.
No. If you really want to get a Bargy, you gotta go deep into your pelvis, and it's just like a... I'm Bargy.
Oh,
Bargy,
that's pretty good, Dar.
I feel like that's what I'm doing. I'm Bargy!
No, AJ.
I think if you're going to do a Bargy, it sounds sort of like this.
Captain Dar, I have an incoming message from who gives a shit. Bargy.
Okay.
Right? It's kind of
like, that's not fair.
That's not fair. See,
well, why is it not fair?
It's very good.
Bargy!
AJ, where did you get that cigar from?
You know.
AJ, we were sort of in the middle of a conversation.
Papa, were you trying to get an eye out of C's body?
I was just thinking, you know, if we have an extra...
We're trying to take an eye.
I mean, no, I just...
Plek, if you really want Baby Ho-Ha's favorite part of the mobile...
No, Horsehead, it's fine. Keep it.
Way to go, Plek!
All right, you know what? Sorry. Okay, I've been here, okay, and I've been listening to you all.
Well, we know you've been here.
First of all, I do not sound like that, okay? That does not sound a thing like me. My voice is very smooth, delicate, and dainty, okay? Like a flower blooming in the sun for the last time before it dies.
Oh, yeah, actually, that's pretty accurate, Bargy.
Is good. That's really good.
I've been working on something called Not Trying to Take Focus. It's a book I've been downloading.
I've never read it.
No, you definitely have not.
Well, that's a book by Squeegee, right?
Yep. Squeegee, rest their soul.
That was Squeegee's autobiography, right?
Rest their soul. Never take focus.
Squeegee? C-53 Squeegee was the most famous sidekick of all time.
Of the day who will not be named.
Squeegee was Turk Mannequin's sentient mop.
Squeegee never pull focus? You've never heard of that before?
That sounds ridiculous.
Anyway, in the book, it says that sometimes having too much focus leads you to making a lot of life's mistakes. I'm working through a period which, Plek, I think you relate to.
Yes.
We're looking back at our failures and why we haven't reached our potential and why we had big goals in front of us and we thought we met them, but it didn't really lead anywhere. And it's because we've been trying too hard to be in focus.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, I'm back to not talking for a little bit. I'm just going to observe and let the anger of all the things you're doing just bubble up.
Listen, Bargie, I'm really glad you're, you know, trying to listen more and stuff, but, you know, I like it when you're around talking. Okay.
Okay.
It's so weird to be in a spaceship and not have it talk, you know?
Captain Dar, I have a incoming transmission from Temporary Emergency Emissarial Negotiations Missions Operations Manager, Kermit the Boy.
Riddler, hey, okay.
Whoa,
hotter than red.
Hermit?
Yes.
All right, keep your heads on a swivel. It's red alert time.
Okay, all right, Agent. Let's just listen.
No, he's right. Swivel him. Swivel out.
We're sharing focus.
Yes. Hermit, we've talked about this. When you come in too hot, you agitate AJ.
Let's get it done.
And then it's almost impossible to get him to sleep with.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. It's just crazy. Look at this video feed.
Also, when was this taken?
This is live!
Oh.
So wait, that's the All We?
Yes, it's engulfing planet Jeknar.
Jeknar?
You know, it's so funny. I know that we are all thinking about the All We, it's just I haven't thought about the All We in a really long time.
No, totally, Dar. I'm like, oh yeah, there's the All We, and it's always there and apparently eating planets.
63, is Jeknar where the All We was?
Jeknar was the closest inhabited world to the All We, but it was dozens of light years away.
Not no more.
Yeah.
Wow.
It just lassoed it in, but with like a gravity vacuum.
Gravity lasso.
Sure.
Get lasso with a vacuum.
Hey, stop the science, nerds. Let's just like get to the point.
I'm gonna rotate the video. Look at this. I'm zooming. Do you see that ship?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are escapees from this planet. This presents an amazing opportunity.
It does.
Is that a button you have?
Guys, I'm gonna...
flashing above him.
Did you custom make that light?
Yeah.
Nermit, how long did it take you to make that button after seeing the planet being destroyed?
The planet started getting destroyed 4 hours ago.
Why didn't you call us then?
Well, I wanted to make the opportunity light with the button.
Opportunity!
No, guys, Nermit...
That's a pretty good light.
A red alert... You should have called
it's
us...
It's still eating the planet. It's not like it's gonna uneat it.
Wow. So those, those people on the ship are the last Jeknar.
Yes.
Yes.
This is an opportunity.
Just, you can stop hitting the button.
I cannot. I will not.
All right.
This is an opportunity for Sisu Gundu to get a little PR situation going for the reunification of the galaxy.
I mean, we could do it because we want to save those people,
yeah,
too,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. And we're going to probably film it. So, Bargie. Bargie? Where's Bargie?
Bargie's sort of taken a vow of silence.
Yeah.
Okay, well, when Bargie becomes unmute, will you tell Bargie that we're going to have to do a mid-air hatch-to-hatch with this...
I'm listening!
Oh!
Opportunity!
AJ.
You cannot! You have to stop!
And you have to stop smoking these cigars!
We are within range of the refugee ship.
Great. So I've been thinking it over. Should I open with a, hey, Captain Dar here? You know, casual, cool, captain.
Casual might not be the right tone, you know, owing to the recent destruction of their planet.
Oh, sure. Okay, so we're thinking more like paternal, just like, hey, guys.
Oh, I like when you kneel on one knee like that, Dar. That's very comforting.
Ooh, yeah, I should do it more like a coach. Okay, hey there, Tigers. I'm sorry that we lost out there today, a planet, but...
Is this... Hello?
Oh!
Oh, I flipped on the transmission.
Oh, hey there, Slugger.
What's Slugger here. Football back.
What? What is this?
It's your captain, Dar, here. We're here to help.
Oh, that'd be great. You got any candy?
Candy?
I don't think we do have any candy. I'm not sure any Bebops is this.
We have rations and fuel.
We saw your planet destroyed, and we wanted to see what we could do.
Oh, yeah, that was so loud. Let me tell you guys, I could almost still hear it. That was so loud.
Permission to go hatch to hatch?
Sounds good. Should I open my mouth, or...?
No, not with the ship.
Not with you.
Ship to ship?
I'm gonna open my mouth.
Okay, that's cool.
I've got a good feeling about this.
Hey, Bargy, can you interface with this person's ship?
Well, let me get to know them a little better.
Okay.
Physically, if I'm not interested, at least personality, you know. Hey!
Yes, this is Tornacious 11.
Tell me something about yourself.
I'm forged from the memories of my creator.
All right, I'm into it. All right, turn around.
Opening.
No, we lucked out on that one.
But after this, I'm not speaking again.
All right. I feel like Bargy's been saying about as much as she normally says.
She normally does, I know.
Not a word.
Listen, we'll be right over. You can close your mouth in the meantime.
It got so dry.
Okay, alright.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Yeah.
Hatch doors extending.
Hatch is open.
Deep connection fused.
Oh. Deep connection, Bargy.
Nay.
Nay?
Alright, let's go.
AJ, you can put the gun away.
Stop just spinning it on your finger.
AJ, if you accidentally discharged in the hatch, both ships would lose pressure and we would all die.
Worth it.
Okay.
Wow, look at this. This is a really fancy sort of ship.
I mean, it's literally humming. It's just humming along.
Whoa.
Look at the sensor windows.
Yeah, a lot of doodads.
Pretty advanced.
Yes.
Wow.
Pardon me, sorry. Just gonna scoot past you to my lab. Welcome aboard.
Thank you. Sorry, sir, what do you do here on the ship?
Oh, I am a meteorologist.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm studying...
Meteors.
Exactly.
You'd think so, but what?
Yes.
Oh.
It's the... not the meteorologist.
I'm stupid.
Yeah, peek inside my lab here. Do you see these chunks? These were expelled from the Allweed upon the destruction of Jaknar.
Wow, they're glowing kind of sinisterly.
Sorry. Excuse me, I'm also trying to get to my lab.
Oh, sorry.
Everyone's bustling.
Look at this hallway. Every single one of these doors leads to a laboratory.
Yes. Are you also a meteorologist?
No, I'm a cosmologist.
Oh, so you do with makeup?
Makeup of the cosmos.
Oh, okay, so like lipstick and...
No.
Gotcha.
No.
That's cosmetologist.
Yes.
She means makeup, like what it's made
right.
up of.
Specifically that of the Hawit.
Mm. Yeah, like blush, but it's...
No.
Face.
I also have a PhD.
Oh. Yeah, okay.
Oh, wonderful.
Casually dropping that into conversation. Cool. You can go to your lab. We're sorry to have bothered
you.
Okay.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for intercepting us. We are the best... and the brightest of Jaknar. We were selected to survive. I am Dr. Phoenix Marp. I am...
Sorry, your first name is Phoenix?
Phoenix. Why?
Fleck.
Get yourself
Papa, come on.
Are you also a doctor? Is that why you're... No. I am Dr. Phoenix Marp. I am so close to determining what constitutes the matter of the surface of the Allweed.
Whoa.
I will be in my quarters. Floyda will show you around.
Okay.
Yeah, no problem.
I'm Floyda. You can go to the bathroom anywhere.
What?
Excuse me?
Wait, you were the one that we talked to.
Yeah, Floyda, we spoke to you on the Hollow.
Yeah, do you guys have my gum?
No, I think we said we don't have any candy.
Yeah, no candy.
Gum isn't candy.
That's a good point.
Right, gum isn't candy.
You said you didn't have candy.
I'm sorry. We're getting off on the wrong foot here. I'm Dar. I'm the captain of the Bargerian Jade.
This is C-53, our protocol and diplomatic relations droid.
And yes. This is AJ. He's our defected Clint.
Yo.
And oh, yeah. Manchild.
Uh-huh.
And this is Plek.
Yeah, I'm here too.
Okay, great.
Yeah, maybe we come up with a title for Plek.
Yeah.
Yeah, Papa, I'm here too isn't like a cool catchphrase.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Noted.
What else? So you can go to the bathroom anywhere?
Yeah, wherever you want. It's fine.
Cool.
You gotta go?
I'm sorry. When you say you can go to the bathroom anywhere, then what happens?
I don't know. I don't sit around watching piles of bathroom.
Yeah, what's your deal? Why are you so fascinated with the bathroom?
Yeah.
I thought she was leading towards something.
Let me gather! Whoa! I've mapped the O-Reef's heat signatures.
Whoa, incredible.
I am Dr. Phoenix Price.
Wait, your name is also Phoenix?
Yes.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Not me, Dr. Phoenix, coming through. Just going to quickly measure the circumference of Floyda.
You need me to put my arms up?
Yep.
Higher?
Nope, that's perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, we all kind of got our projects around here. Yeah, we just took our good ones, you know, and we put them on this safety ship.
You're saying all of the greatest minds of Jakdar are now aboard this ship?
Yeah. How do you say the planet's name? How did you say it?
Jakdar, is that right?
Jakdar? Yeah, no, that's good. That sounds nice. I've always been saying, like, Juckner, you know?
Juckner?
Yeah, I've been saying it like that. So. My hand is stuck! My hand is stuck! It's stuck in. Oh, wait, sorry, no. I was in my pocket.
It happens. Yeah, it might be a nepotism situation. I'm not sure.
Floyda, can you tell me a little bit about Jakdar? What's Jakdar like?
Oh, or what was it like?
Okay.
Okay. No, it was a nice place. We had both indoors and outdoors.
Oh, that's quite common.
Sounds great.
We had rain on occasion.
Yeah.
Which
it was wet, right?
Yes, so wet.
Yes.
And sometimes it's very hot. Other times very cold.
Seasons. You're talking seasons.
Yeah. We got seasons.
Wait a second.
Yeah?
You're not a doctor, are you?
Okay.
You're a weatherologist.
Oh, man, AJ, you are swooping me off my feet. But listen, I feel like I can tell you anything, and also, by default, your friends. I don't think I was supposed to be on the ship.
What?
I think that...
No!
Well, I sat in a seat that was labeled magistrate, and I'm not a magistrate. Like I said, it was really loud because of that thing you guys were talking about.
The all-week.
Yeah.
So, wait, how did you get on the ship, though?
I was following a butterfly.
Uh-huh.
And,
I've done that before.
It's fun, right?
It's super fun. Because it's like, where's it going?
Yeah, and it's so gentle.
Yeah, it's super gentle. Just like, can I touch it, or...
Yeah, but don't.
No, seriously, don't.
It's so fragile.
No, God, no, you cannot touch it yet.
Yeah. The doors shut right after I got, you know, I was doing the butterfly thing and I stepped on.
It happens. You do the butterfly.
The butterfly effect.
Yeah, the butterfly effect.
I've been keeping up appearances. I've been doing sort of what I think a magistrate would do.
I was fooled. I don't think anybody gets it.
No one's caught on yet.
Right? Do you guys get it?
I mean, we've met other people and Floyd is clearly the dumbest.
Papa, come on.
Is that your dad?
No, it's just an honorary title.
Oh, congratulations.
So, Floyda, do you know why your planet got sucked into the all wheat?
I don't know why. I just know so many people got blowed up, you know?
Yeah,
oh, so really no one else got off of the planet Jakdar?
Well, I haven't seen any of my pals, like Floyda Bastion... Floyda Eckersley.
Wait, those people's names are also Floyda?
The name is, like, Eckersley.
Oh.
And Floyda is the caste. Oh, my planet is a caste system. There's two.
Okay.
Well, that's a pretty simple system.
I'm sorry, Floyda, can I hazard a guess as to what the other caste is called?
Sure, that's fun.
Is it Phoenix?
Yeah.
Whoa, Papa.
How'd you know?
How'd you know?
Put two and two together.
And there's only two to put together here,
yeah.
So.
And how many Phoenixes were there on Jakdar?
Oh, not that many. Let's see. About as many as are on the ship.
Yeah.
would you say all of the Phoenixes are on this ship?
Well, it's hard to know.
We're not going to take our shoes off and count.
Yeah.
Florida, am I right in thinking you're the only Florida on the ship?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's awesome that nobody's caught on that you're a Florida.
Florida, did it ever occur to you when you snuck aboard the ship to claim that you were a Phoenix?
No.
Okay.
And why would I...
Yeah, Papa, come on.
It's not necessarily good to be a fetus. Get ready to do work well into the night if you're a fetus.
That doesn't sound so bad.
Is that the end of the world?
Oh, yeah, we'll see what you say starting at 8 o'clock when you're still at the computer.
Uh-huh. All the fetuses are dead, though, right? I just want to confirm what we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, this is less fun than it started out with your promises of... bubblegum and
we never promised that.
We did swear.
Look into my eyes and you swore it.
I'll be honest, there's a point where I said, I swear to you, we will give you bubblegum.
Okay. Well, that makes some kind of sense.
Plated, is there some sort of information on where the ship is headed or what the mission of the ship is?
Something about getting to the eye of the all wheat.
What?
I don't know.
Rerouting.
Wait, is this ship turning around?
Is it heading toward the all week?
Yeah, the Phoenixes they got it. The doctor's got it. Don't worry.
All right, bye.
No, Bargie. No, you can't. No, Bargie.
All right. I'm just not going to pull fucking down.
No, it's fine. This is a good time for you.
You need to pull focus, Bargie.
Whoa. Floyda, maybe if your ship could just stop real quick. You know, from hurtling towards the eye of the all.
Guys, I can't.
Y'all just devoured your planet.
Listen, you guys have been real nice so far. I've forgiven us. This isn't about the candy or anything, but I can't really make a fuss. Like, I don't want to get found out here.
Okay, no, that's fine. Let me just talk. Mm-hmm. Is there a Phoenix I could speak to on the ship? Could I speak with a Phoenix, please?
Could we be face to face with a Phoenix right now?
Hello, yes, I am Dr. Phoenix.
Yeah.
Carrot.
Sorry, what?
Carrot?
Phoenix Carrot?
Yes.
Okay.
Listen, Dr. Phoenix Carrot.
Get it.
We came aboard the ship to try to rescue the inhabitants of Jeknar, and it seems like there's been some sort of mistake. We're headed towards the All-Wheat.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Because, actually, our ship sort of bailed, and so if you could just...
Yeah, we would love to
get us back.
We'd love to get out of here.
Yeah.
Oh, but we're in the middle of an experiment.
I'm sorry, is your experiment exploding?
Yeah, we already saw your planet do that experiment.
Yeah.
Could you explain what the plan?
Fetal fetus?
Yes, well, I think it's quite obvious, right? We are headed toward the event horizon of the all wheat, and we need a specimen to drop into it.
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Floyd, could you give us just 1 second?
Oh, sure. I was playing a song in my head.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Well, what was the song?
It was kind of like a marching band.
Yeah.
On a parade.
Uh-huh.
Dr. Phoenix.
Wait, so who are you dropping in?
AJ?
What? What?
AJ, why don't you go talk to Floyda over there?
Okay. Oh, I love parade.
Oh, yeah.
When all this marching, you're like, I don't have to...
Let's just explain this to you in a way that you may understand.
No, listen, we understand that you're about to sacrifice Florida.
Yes, I'm worried we're giving you the wrong idea. Look inside this case. Fear not. These sensors will be attached to the Floyda.
You can't launch a person.
No, fear not. Look at this launcher. You can launch a Floyda.
We don't want you to launch a Floyda.
You shouldn't be allowed to do this to your own citizen.
Listen, we must know what is inside the all-wheat. Even if that means dipping one dum-dum into
one little loopy-loop.
Butterfly following idiot.
Okay.
Wow.
For the purposes of
sentient existence?
And of course, thank you for answering our quote distress signal because we needed some people to distract Floyda while we finish preparations.
We didn't bring the butterfly, so she's all around the place.
Hmm.
What about the rest of the population of Jeknar?
Yeah, I mean, you could have sent out a distress signal 6 months ago. Yeah.
And you could have evacuated the entire planet. Then...
Well, the technology to launch the Floyda in needed to be complete before we evacuated.
What?
Well, why don't you talk to Dr. Philosopher Phoenix Brion?
Yes, hello, I'm Phoenix Brion.
Oh, boy.
Hi there.
Phoenix Brion.
Yes.
How do you rationalize leaving the entire population of Chepnar behind to die?
How does one rationalize anything?
Thank you, that was it.
That, wow, really?
Just lower it into a cylinder.
Well, our preparations are almost complete. You have no choice but to continue distracting Floyda.
Why do we have to launch a person?
To answer it, we have a doctor, philosopher,
no.
Why do we have to do it?
Get out of here!
Lesson complete.
Why does it have to be a Floyda?
I assure you that decision is completely logical, for we Phoenixes are incapable of decisions guided by emotion.
Really?
Love, for example.
We've never been in love before.
Phoenixes?
Even if we really want to tell someone we're in love with them, it's not possible.
It's hard to express that, you know? Especially if you work together, it's awkward.
Okay.
Even though all you want to do is yell out loud, "You're the love of my little life."
And your ears hear it, but they know it can't be true.
No, these two.
I hate them.
Yeah, they're awful.
Well, the Floyda drop is imminent. We must leave you.
Oh.
Floyda Plek, Floyda AJ, Floyda Dar.
We're actually not Floyda.
Well,
yeah.
Have fun.
Have fun.
Notice I wasn't included.
You think you're a Phoenix, C-53?
Well.
Hey, AJ, do you have a gun?
Yeah.
That's joking cool.
Here's the thing I always say. I say, lock and load!
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Lock and load!
Perfect.
Good.
Hey, take my gun right now.
Oh, hold on. I can't take your only gun. It's important to you.
No, I got a gun up my butt.
Okay, great. Give me this one.
Yeah.
Hey, look, it's in my mouth.
Be careful.
I will.
AJ, red alert!
We're on alert! Take the gun out of your mouth. Yeah, there you go.
This is good advice in general.
Keep your head on a swivel, Floyda.
Lock her up!
Move towards the exits.
What's up, Dar? What are we doing?
Moving towards the exits. Red alert!
Dar, you're panicking?
Yeah, well, we are also headed towards the all wheat. And who's to say that they're not going to just toss in a couple of other dum-dums, huh?
Other dum-dums? What do you mean?
Yo, who's the first dum-dum?
Floyd and I want some answers. First of all, what's happening?
Uh-huh.
Second of all, huh? And third, what's your favorite instrument in a parade?
Okay. AJ, Floyda, I think there's something we should tell you.
Your instrument.
Yeah, absolutely.
Enjoy a piccolo.
I love a trombone.
Yeah.
All good answers.
I like the morsophone. I always thought it was kind of cool how it wraps around your head a couple times.
Only the geeks played morsophone.
He's such a morsophone.
So, Floyda.
What's up?
There's really no good way to say
what's
this.
Up?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up, you know?
What's up?
Did you plan to get those commercials?
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
What's up?
What's up?
Okay, no, sorry. Floyda. You're in danger. The Phoenixes want to toss you into the all wheat.
What?
Floyda, they want to use you as some sort of lab girl.
Wait, they're going to eat me?
No.
Whoa. They're going to eat Floyda?
No,
they're going to feed Floyda to the big, loud, scary thing.
Oh, what gives?
Okay, see, that made sense.
Okay, we got through.
Listen, Floyda, you got to get out of here. We'll help you get off the ship.
Plek, don't look her in the eye and make her that kind of promise. We don't even know how we're getting off the ship.
Swear to me, you get me out of here.
Floyda, we swear to you, we will get you out of
okay,
here.
Okay, AJ.
Thank you, AJ.
Hey, get that gun out of your mouth.
I like it.
Stop sucking on it.
So metally.
Excuse me. Everyone, please gather in the lecture hall. The presentation is about to begin.
Presentation?
I may have an idea.
Okay.
The best ideas from our brightest minds. PhoenixX, a subsidiary of Phoenix Talks.
Phoenixes and Phoenixes, welcome. The moment we have been waiting for is finally here.
Phoenixes, if I may have your attention.
Yes.
I'm a plastic surgeon.
Ooh, a
in there listening.
He'll listen to someone they consider a
fellow. Yeah, we get it. We get it. We're a bunch of Floydas in a Phoenix world.
My fellow Phoenixes, I'm afraid your plan has one fatal flaw.
What? We could never have a flaw.
It's not a flaw. The fatality is planned.
You cannot kill Floyda. For Floyda is extremely intelligent.
Go to the bathroom anywhere.
That's not possible. She's a Floyda. Prove it.
Easily done. A simple intelligence test.
A question that even a fetus couldn't answer.
I don't know what you're talking about. I can answer any question.
Unlikely.
Floyda?
Yeah?
What is love?
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me.
Oh, that's easy. Love is so many things. It's candy and the good kind of bubble gum and chasing a butterfly and, I don't know, maybe when you least expect it, you meet a muscle-bound parade lover who has the best-tasting gun you've ever sucked on.
Oh, my rod.
Now we understand what love is!
There's so much Floydas can teach us.
That Floyda was a genius.
We can't fire this Floyda into the all-wheat.
Yeah, can't you just fire the sensors at the all-wheat?
No, it has to be attached to something. Like, here, let me take it off this dummy shaped like a Floyda that we've been testing it on.
The same weight and the same height.
Wait a second.
What is it, Phoenix?
All we have to do is put the Floyda-shaped mannequin into the Floyda launcher and launch that into the all-wheat.
Dr. Phoenix Cannonoma. You're correct!
We don't need to use a living Floyda at all!
Where have you been?
Oh, I was in my lab.
Oh. Floyda, so you were saying that you were in love with somebody who is into parades and candy and butterflies?
Yeah.
Well, hope you find him. But he probably died, you know, chances are, on Jednar. Yeah, but you know my favorite kind of parade?
Yeah?
And they have candy.
You are so right.
All right, let's head out.
AJ, we can't go anywhere until Bargie shows up. We're still waiting.
Oh, no, I'm here.
Bargie!
Whoa.
Hey, Bargie, you been here the whole time?
Yeah, I just wasn't pulling focus.
Wait, but we literally did this whole, like, thing because we were afraid we couldn't get off the ship.
Yeah, and then if I got involved, it wouldn't gotten worse. Then it would have been viral, and I just, you know, I'm in the early stages of my development career, and I don't want anything. I deleted all of my soch, by the way.
Wow.
Now, strangely enough, Bargie's right. If we had just taken Floyda off the ship, these Phoenixes would never have learned how to love.
Okay, that's good. Ugh. Wow.
Gross. Gross.
Can you guys get a lab? Find a lab, guys. Okay.
Floyda, are you going to be okay on this ship?
Floyda, I think you should come with us. What if they change their minds?
Hello, Floyda. Would you like some gum?
I think I'm going to be just fine, guys.
I'm doing another hatch dash. We're dating now.
What? Yes.
You and Tenacious 11?
That's me.
Looks like we got a lot of common. I don't like to talk anymore. They don't like to talk anymore.
We just silently juck.
Wait, no. What? Wait, that's what a hatch to hatch is? I thought it was just a weird docking protocol.
Nope.
No. It's sexier than that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I led a successful mission.
Yeah.
Nice Darn, work, Captain.
Way to go, Captain Dark.
Hey, AJ, break out those cigars.
No, they're just for when I do my Bargie impression.
All right, you know what? Here's the thing. People who don't pull focus, they disappear. Nobody remembers them. What? And I want to be remembered.
No one's going
to forget. I want to be remembered, and in order to do that, you need to be very loud.
Oh, boy.
Bargie, we're literally in you. We remember that.
We can't forget that.
Anyway, I am back on social meds, and I said something very controversial.
Oh, yeah?
How controversial?
Just take a look.
Floyda should have died.
Wow.
Bargie. Why would you post something like that?
I am back!
Whoa, 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 Margie, can you turn it down the
techno music? No!
Oh,
leave your voice.
It's coming through.
Anyway, continue talking about what it is you talk about. I'm gonna... There's a fire in my back.
Oh, wow. Yikes.
I spoke way too loudly.
Can you bring up Nermit?
I mean, oh, yeah. Sure. I cannot wait to tell Nermit. What a great job we did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe you guys will get back together.
What?
What
did I...
Terminator here?
Hey, guys, congratulations on the mission. Congratulations, Captain. So just send that victorious footage on over so we can get it to...
What do you mean?
We needed the kind of grin and grab footage of the rescue for a promo reel for Sisu's plan.
I don't know if it was the kind of rescue where you do that.
It was more of the kind of rescue where you, you know, you lay the groundwork for a caste system to be peacefully disassembled.
Are we going to tell them that we forgot or what?
And we did make a couple dozen people respect the power of love.
Okay. Yes.
So that's...
Yeah.
I mean, you can't capture that in a photo.
Yeah.
That's great. I'm gonna mark this as a failure, technically.
No, it's not a failure.
It was a successful mission, Nermit. We saved the Jekni population.
Yeah, and Floyda got gum.
Listen.
Hey, I did hatch to hatch.
Yeah, Barty did a hatch to hatch. How is this mission not a success?
Guys, I'm proud of you for all of that.
It was a very good hatch to hatch.
It was a deep connection.
Oh, I have footage of that.
Yeah, I think that's not...
Can you use that?
I'm so sorry. In our hearts, this can be a victory. Just on the paperwork, and according to Sisu, it's going to be a failure.
Nermit? No.
He's pressing the button.
Failure! We had time to make that.
Nermit, we'll see you later.
All right.
You know, guys, I felt like that was a pretty big adventure we just went on, but, you know... failed mission sort of feels like there weren't a whole lot of ramifications to this one, you know?
It's not always about the ramifications.
I guess that's true. What was that? You guys didn't hear that?
Hear what?
Yeah, nope. What are you talking about?
Chuck.
IT Vibe. Credits and attributions droid commencing outro protocol. Plek Dexter was played by Alden Ford. C-53 was played by Jeremy Bent. Captain Dar was played by Ali Kokesh. Barge of the Ship and many Phoenixes were played by Mujan Zulfagari. Teen Mom Nermit Bundeloy, more Phoenixes, and Tenacious 11 were played by Seth Lind. EJ and Philosopher Phoenix Brion were played by Winston Knoll. Floyda was played by special guest Claire Morris. Claire has written for Impractical Jokers, Funny or Die, Bleacher Report, and SB Nation. Check out her podcast, Mean Book Club, in which comedians take New York Times bestsellers of questionable merit and make fun of them mercilessly. This episode was edited by Seth Lind with sound design and mix by Shane O'Connell. Recorded at Robert Doggy Jr.'s Puppy Palace in Brooklyn, New York. Music composed by Brendan Ryan and performed by Fame's Macedonian Symphonic Orchestra, with additional performance by listener Brian Gallion and the Chime Street Brass Quintet from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Opening crawl narration by Jeremy Crutchley. Ship design for the Bargerian Jade by Eric Goyce. Audio hosting by Simplecast. Mission to Zix is a proud member of the Maximum Fun Network.
All right, Adam, Maximum Fun wants us to record like a promo to tell people that they should listen to The Greatest Generation. You want to do that?
No, I am tired of all the extra work. I just wanted to talk about Star Trek with my friend.
I think it would be good to like try and get some new listeners by appealing to the audiences of other shows. Like this will only take a minute or two. It could be good for us.
We sit down for an hour every week and talk about a Star Trek episode and make a bunch of idiotic fart jokes about it. It's embarrassing. If it got out that we made this show, I think it would make us unemployable.
Adam, I have bad news for you. We have tens of thousands of listeners at MaximumFun.org.
Oh my god. I think I'm going to throw up.
The Greatest Generation, a Star Trek podcast by a couple of guys who are a little bit embarrassed to have a Star Trek podcast. Every Monday on MaximumFun.org.
I'm really going to be sick.
Mission Control, this is Rocket Ship 1. Come in, Mission Control.
This is Mission Control. Go ahead.
We have incoming, and it looks big.
Can you identify?
It looks like some sort of pledge drive. Affirmative. It's Max Fun Drive.
That's a verified Max Fun Drive. Countdown to Max Fun Drive is initiated. Can you project a time to intercept?
Based on the current trajectory, Max Fun Drive will be here from March 16 to March 27.
March 16 to March 27, roger. Rocket Ship 1, can you confirm a visual on common Max Fun Drive phenomena, such as the best episodes of the year, bonus content, and special gifts for new and upgrading monthly members?
We have a visual. Great episodes, bonus content, premium gifts confirmed, and more. Sure sounds quiet down there. Mission Control, what's your status?
All systems go, Rocket Ship 1. Just catching up on our favorite Max Fun shows so we can tune into Max Fun Drive episodes between March 16 and March 27. Over and out.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.
So, Floyda.
What's up?
There's really no good way to say this.
What's up? You know? You guys, did your plan to get those commercials?
We have established that that's how people.
Oh, you have done a what's up. Yeah. So yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
I think that's great.
What's up?
Please do.
What's up?
You gotta give me a what's up.
You guys got those too, right?
Yeah, we
did. Oh, yeah.
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?